This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, quote, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, craziness, madness going on in the United States of America again. I'm getting these influx of emails to overflow the cup a couple times a day. Coming from these politicians that are making an appeal for financial contributions to their campaigns. And rightfully so. That's how it works, right? I get all of that. But if you paid attention, friends, the question mark is, have you paid attention to the content of some of these letters? These appeals that they make. Bradley Dean, I emailed you a few weeks ago, and I wanted to follow up. I told you that we were behind in the polls in fundraising. Do you hear what they said? The conservatives of the day are behind in the polls. Really? Wow. Yeah, you always have to make an appeal with an emergency, right? Isn't that how they work? Yep. Behind in the polls. I'm just kind of curious to know where that may be found, because I don't see that anywhere. Concerning the circus of politics and which is being played out today, folks, it's all a bunch of phooey. Here, let me go on. I told you that we were behind in the polls in fundraising, but thanks to tons of conservatives who stepped up, we are making progress. And it's because people like you, people who support President Trump and our conservative majority, notice how they're tagging their sleeve to Donald Trump. But even though we're taking steps in the right direction, we're still far behind, it says. Really? Do you know, by the way, friends, how many thousands of dollars in excess many of these people that run for office have in their coffers? Do you realize how much money some of these, let me reiterate the point, some have in their coffers? Some of them make millions and millions and millions of dollars. By the way, Donald Trump does this weekly. He makes an appeal. And he makes his appeal off of how he's being attacked again and again and again and again. Just like these politicians. You can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? Right? Well, Bradley, you going to start bashing on Donald Trump again? No, I didn't bash. I've never bashed on Donald Trump. I've exposed Donald Trump just like I've exposed any other corrupt politician. Isn't it interesting when I exposed Barack Hussein Obama, nobody had a problem with that. When I exposed Hillary Clinton for her crimes against we the people, nobody had a problem with that. And even when I tell them that Donald Trump is the point man, and the game is being played out through this administration as well, because we all know the agenda is going forward regardless of who is there. And I say to you, America, that Donald Trump is under attack by those that he fails to prosecute. Let me say that again. Donald Trump is under attack by those that he fails to prosecute. The surest sign that he was the real deal would have been the fact that he would have kept his promise and prosecuted them criminals. But to date, he has failed to do so. To drain that swamp, to date, he has failed to do so. You know, as a matter of fact, if I go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, Congressman Peter Strzok, new foreign entity, not Russian, not the Russians, hacked Hillary Clinton's email and they did nothing. Of course not. But Donald hasn't done anything either. Trey Gowdy hasn't done anything neither, has he? Has anybody seen any prosecution concerning the crimes that are promulgated and broadcasted on a daily basis in the United States by this administration? No, neither have I. Neither have I. And yet it's that justice that guards our liberties. Apparently, America does not know the price paid for their liberty, right? I'm sick of looking at the headlines in the United States of America concerning the crimes of politicians on a daily basis. And no matter how many times you're inundated with the crimes of politicians that are there to maintain order, those that are to make reference to right and wrong and enforcing the laws against the wrong and restraining men from sin, the American people sit back and are glutton for punishments over and over and over again. They suffer the abuse of criminals. So what am I saying? Well, I'm just going back to the fact that we're seeing more of this opposition that's being led, some of the same excuses over and over, some of the same lies being used that we're behind in the polls and yet we're conservatives. Baloney, baloney, baloney. Driving through opposition, leading through opposition. Promoting the fights, filling the seats. This is what the media does, and this is what corrupt politicians that you tolerate do. Speaking of which, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to encourage some of you do-nothings out there, former Clinton attorney hopes Hillary won't run for president in 2020. What are they doing? They're driving more support for the conservatives. And who are the conservatives today? They're yesterday's liberals that are doing the same things of those that are guilty of doing the things that you're complaining about. Whoa. When does it end? When the people say that's enough. When people say that's enough, and not until then. I also wanted to bring up another article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it is how the United States government has lost enough radioactive material to bomb Nagasaki 800 times. Or this is like the excuse of losing trillions of your tax dollars, friends. That's all they have to do is say they lost it. And the American people give them a pass to go ahead and do it again. Or if you even deal with them, which you fail to do over and over and over again, America, it's interesting to note you only encourage the next one that wants to take the office in which one criminal was just removed. You add strength to their tyranny. Folks, it's all contrived. 99% of what you read to the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media is nothing but a fabrication of lies, all created out of thin air to bring about change to destroy your constitutional republic. Folks, we're going to come right back. We'll be right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, you're so angry. Yep. Why aren't you? I was just telling my my lovely assistant, who happens to be my wife, how people, no matter how many times they're defrauded, lied to by those that they call representatives in this country, will not listen to the facts. They don't want to listen to the facts. And she said, you know what? They're not going to listen until it hits home. I know, and it reminds me of that KGB defector who told the American people exactly how they're systematically destroying this country. Well, how was that? Well, he taught us that the first thing they do, and it's common sense, by the way, is first to demoralize the people. Once you demoralize the people, you can control the people. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams said in contradiction to that statement that when the people are moral, they're obedient to the Christ that they say they serve, they cannot be subdued. Right. But what happens if you can subdue them? And the only way to subdue them is to demoralize them. That's exactly right. That's why pornography, that's why the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the love of the world, the pride of life is on display, and it's for sale. And how many people in this country are selling their souls today to the very people and to the very enemy of their souls that means to destroy them? Now, the KGB defector said that once you demoralize them, that's how they begin to break down the system. Yeah. And once they begin to demoralize the American people or any other country, to dismantle those countries, then what they do is they begin to tear away little by little, incrementally. And it's exactly what we're seeing today through those that you call socialists, Democrats, and the left. They're only the people that the American people tolerate. He said that when what happens is they use these people after they demoralize the people, then they put up these called useful idiots in the media. They put them in government, and they're people that have sold you out like a bunch of Judas's friends to the Christ. They kiss up to you and they sell you out. They sell you down the river for 30 pieces of silver. You're seeing that all day long. They don't realize that they are along with us for the ride until after the fact, of course. But those that are being used as useful idiots in the media and in politics, friends, the next step is judgment. And when judgment falls, he said, this KGB defector said, people won't listen until the boot comes down. And he said, then when the boot comes down, it's too late. Yep. Just like my wife said, they're not going to listen until after the fact or until it hits home. That's right. Or until it hits home. But America, I'm here on a daily basis to remind you that it is hitting home. I'm here telling you, like I did on Saturday, the things that I'm talking about in this country are not taking place in a third world country any longer. They're happening here in America in your own backyard. And by the way, if you'd like to refute that, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going over to this morning, I've been writing all morning on a message that I gave on Saturday talking about Romans 13 and how the church, the perverse church in America, is distorting Romans 13. Now they're teaching you to submit to tyrants and resist God rather than to resist tyrants is obedience to God. No, nope, now they're teaching you to submit to tyrants and to resist God. Just think about that. They're teaching you to submit to tyrants as they tell you to submit to tyrants and resist God. And resist God. I just want to make clear that you understand what I'm telling you because it is what is taking place in this country. The way that the Constitution has been perverted and how far it's been perverted is a sign of the moral uprightness of this country. Folks, people, the meaning of the Constitution today is completely upside down on its head. People don't understand it. They haven't taken the time to say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died to give it to them through their sacrifice to enjoy the freedoms in which we have today. Nope, they ignore that. They want someone else to take care of the problem. And as I've said in the past, and I say again, the people that are taking care of the problem are the problem. But with that, the way that the Constitution has been perverted, keep in mind it was first perverted in the church concerning the Word of God. You know, 1,000 times I have shown you and have shared with you scripturally how in the American church today that grace is now being used as an occasion for the flesh. Read Galatians 5. Also read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But when you want to know the definition of grace in Webster's 1828, it's there to empower to overcome sin. You know, the Bible tells us clearly that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But we're seeing the sin abound and not the grace. So the question I would have to the perverts in the church, those that have perverted scripture, I'd ask the question where the grace is. Where is it? Where's the grace? And when you go to Titus 2, 11 through 15, it clearly tells us what grace is. And I want you to listen carefully. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from sin, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Well, if you go to Paul, you'll understand. He said in Galatians 2:21 that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. He was also the one that said in 2 Corinthians 13 that we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. And if you remember rightly, Jesus said, first prerequisite, deny yourself and take up your cross. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who loses his life in this world will find it. Right? And also keep in mind that Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, whereby I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. That's the definition of that little cross that you see on top of the churches in the United States of America. I just gave it to you. It's to stand against the spirit of the world. And that's what grace teaches us. Titus 2:12, okay? Going on, 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us through his sacrifice on Calvary, that he might redeem us through his blood from all iniquity, lawlessness, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, a special people, zealous of, this is what professors don't want to hear, but here it is, zealous of good works. And I'm talking about the counterfeits. Verse 15, Titus 2, it says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. See, it's also interesting to note, friends, that what they have done in the church, first and foremost, is not only perverted grace, but also love. And when you understand what that love, exhibits, it's deeds, not words. And that's, again, why I end the show every day, 6 days a week, with 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. And by the way, that's how I share my love with my kids, my wife, my listeners, is I'm showing you how much I love you by what I do, not by what I say. And furthermore, what's interesting is you can find nowhere, listen to me carefully, you can find nowhere in Scripture, nowhere in Scripture that God loves you and furthermore has a wonderful plan for your life. I mean, if God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, you might want to ask the martyrs what they did wrong. No, the message is Matthew 3:2, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how can you tell people to repent if you haven't first preached the law to show them their sin before a just and holy God? All right, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, Romans 3:20, 1 John 3:4. But they perverted the definition of love. Love comes from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. See, they have now equated love to man's fallen condition rather than to Christ's risen condition. Do you understand that? See, the Bible tells us in Romans 13, let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. Let love be unfeigned, and that's an unfeigned love of the brethren, it tells us in the book of Peter. And that means counterfeit, okay? And it tells us in the love chapter, many love to bring out the word, the love chapter, you know, the charity chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. But they overlook, let love not rejoice in iniquity and lawlessness. And see, that's why Jesus tells us that the love of many will wax cold. And why is that? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They don't understand love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But what I want to do over the next two segments is highlight what is love. It's all in a demonstration, period. Love is to be demonstrated, not talked about. But what's the message today from the perverts? In the professed church, the counterfeits, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, he loves you, but through a demonstration, not a lip service. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all.
President Donald Trump in a joint news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump is receiving some criticism from both sides of the aisle on how he handled the press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. One of those criticizing is Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland.
First reaction is actually the same first reaction of many of my Republican colleagues here in the United States Senate. The President of the United States went into a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he came out saying that he believed Putin on issues like Russian interference in the 2016 elections, rather than the head of his own CIA, who he appointed, rather than Secretary Pompeo, who's testified many times about Russian interference.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE, as well as my Facebook account, BradleyDean. BradleyDean, there's about 700,000 of you folks that are intervening on the behalf of your country on a daily basis, upholding, with fatigue, no doubt. But there are a whole lot of people out there in the United States of America that are active in keeping we the people above water by the mercy and grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Kicking the hell out and getting to heaven in. You can also jump over to our Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean YouTube page. I believe that you're going to like that. We uploaded a brand new one last week. We got a brand new one coming up this week. I was hoping to get it up over the last weekend here, but I did not have enough time. We're still going back and forth, just kind of tweaking everything out to make it perfect the way that it should be. And by the way, for those that didn't know, James Gillette and Eric Hollander, both those guys did the reunion, Jaws reunion, 30th anniversary Jaws reunion documentary. If you have that movie, that documentary is done by the same people that do our videos on YouTube. So they are second to none. They love the ministry here, and they love it so much they actually do more so than they say. And by the way, that's what I'm talking about. Love speaks a lot louder than words, doesn't actions do, and therein is love in your actions. So check it out, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean YouTube. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, you have us as the number one radio show right now across the country out of 82 different shows. And we appreciate that. And I believe the people listen because they're sick and tired of politics as usual and the same old circular reasoning, which brings about no resolve. Well, we're bringing about resolve. If you want the resolve. And folks, we were just talking about false grace during the first and second segment. Now we're talking about what's the fruit of that. Well, the root is love, right? Obedience and faith, folks, is the action word which stems out of the root of love. What you do shows you who you are and who you're born of. I mean, if you're born of the Spirit, you're going to do the things of the Spirit. For as many are led of the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. If they're born of the flesh and the will of the flesh, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do the deeds of the flesh. And there you have it. Pretty simple to understand. With that, I want you to understand, too, before I start rocking, what is real love? It's action. Speaks a lot louder than words. But as the church goes, so the world goes. Just saying it a different way. As the church goes, the world goes. And look what's happening in the professed church in America today. Effeminizing men. Hirelings. Whores. Those that want to be there. Not appointed by God or ordained of God or anointed of God. Nope. Appointed of men. And guess what they preach? They preach without the Spirit of Christ. If they're not ordained and anointed of God, guess what? I would probably stand up and run the other direction. Many pulpits across America today, I just seen some yesterday. Matter of fact, I seen two churches when we were taking a little time off on Sunday. It was interesting to note, both of these billboards said that our DQs, our Sundays are better than DQs. We do a whole show on that, by the way. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queens. This is what the professed church in America has degenerated to, making appeal of humor to those that they want converted to Christ who died for them and their sins. Well, guess what? If you don't take it serious, how can anybody else take it serious? If you're not born of the Spirit of God, you have no matter or part in ministry whatsoever. And we see too many of these people in the pulpits in America today. As a matter of fact, let me just remind you what Mariah Woodworth Etter rightly said. She's a famous preacher out of the 1900s. She said, those that want to be in the pulpit, she said, they're called of the devil. She said, those that don't want to be there are called of God. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Now, I want to tell you, I've searched scriptures high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and it's very prominent today in America, and yet I can't find it. If it's there, I'll gladly preach it, and nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. Nowhere. Nowhere, friends. The Bible does say, for God so loved in demonstration in John 3:16, but each reference to the love of God is in direct reference to, guess what, friends? The very thing that's not being preached in America, the cross of Christ. Now, before I jump over to the scripture and its references and the exposition in which we'll lay out and roll out for you in just a couple moments here, I'm going to take Mark from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, howdy. I was thinking about the first commandment that God gave to Adam, and he told Adam, he says, you can eat of this and you can't eat of that, but I haven't found any Christians that want to keep the commandment of eating clean or unclean, and it kind of just sets the precedence for everything in the law that if you won't obey the first commandment, the first commandment separated Adam, brought sin into the world, and it separated him from the garden. And that first commandment determines everything else. If you won't partake, if you are going to partake of the unclean food, you're not going to be in the kingdom. If you're going to keep that commandment, you probably will keep the other commandments. And, you know, I know about my own flesh. I know the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. I know the ego. I have all those things because of my fallen Adamic nature. But I do know that if you can keep that first commandment, the chances are you probably will keep the rest of them.
Okay. I want you to understand one thing, and I say this with my hand on your shoulder, okay? You are making distinction between ceremonial law and moral law, correct?
No, I'm saying that God told Adam not to partake of the tree of the fruit of good and evil, and that was unclean fruit. And there's, in the law of God, God, he tells his people not to partake of unclean meat. And, Lord, he kept that commandment. He kept all the commandments of the law, and he did not partake of anything that was unclean. And that is, if he would have partaken of unclean meat, he would have been sin. There would have been sin, and we would not. And the only people that the Lord came back to redeem was Israel. But I mean, all the strangers and sojourners can come into the covenant who are not Israel. But he came and died for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they're the only people that can be redeemed is Israel.
Right. Okay, but I guess what I'm trying to take from what you're saying here, Mark, is that if we don't obey the first time, then we're not going to, basically the first commandment, then we're not going to obey the second one, so on and so forth. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it sets a precedence, because, I mean, that was the first command that God gave to Adam was, he said, you know, don't partake of that tree over there. You can partake of everything else in this garden because it's all clean. But that's unclean.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, so when Christians partake of unclean meat, then they're sinning against their body. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Are we talking about spiritual food, or are we talking about spiritual food? This is what I'm talking about. Ceremonial meets moral law. Because if you're talking about the fruit or the food itself, you need to go to the book of Acts and understand that Peter received a vision and the Lord told him to go ahead and kill and eat, right? Okay, you're talking about clean and unclean.
That was not concerning unclean meat, because Peter said, I would never partake of unclean meat. Even Ezekiel, God told, you know, Ezekiel, he said, partake of dung. And Ezekiel said, no, I cannot do that because, you know, that's unclean. And so the Lord said he would partake of something else other than, you know, animal dung. And so there we go, you know. God's law has never changed for his people Israel. And it is a physical law, and it's a spiritual law. And it deals with physical body, and it deals with your spiritual body.
Yeah, but Mark, I gotta tell you, I'm lost, brother. I've been on the radio for 17 years, and I've never been lost. I'm not tracking with you. What is the point that you're making?
If you're not going to obey the law of clean and unclean meats, you're not going to probably obey any of the rest, because this modern-day church tells me that, you know, God changed his mind. He did away with that. And they tell me in the book of Acts, you know, that all this vision that Peter had is that that was pertaining to unclean meat. No, it wasn't. It was pertaining to the Gentiles. God said not, you know, because Peter and Paul had a dispute over the Gentiles, and Peter got up and he said, I can't sit with the Gentiles. And Paul said, yes, you can. If they've come into the covenant of Israel, if they've received the law of Moses and they're willing to obey it and be under obedience to this covenant, then you are with them because they're your brothers and sisters.
Okay, so you're saying that the meat is the Jews and the Gentiles? Is that what you're making? You're trying to make distinction from that?
What I'm saying is that the vision that Peter received, you know, the interpretation for, was that it comes down to God saying to Paul, he's saying, don't reject the people that are Gentiles that are outside of the covenant of Israel.
Yeah, that's not what he's talking about, Mark. He's talking about the food that he eats. It has nothing to do with the Jews and the Gentiles.
Of course it does. Because
I just read it yesterday. I just read it yesterday, Mark. I'm trying to figure out, brother, where you are at. Where you are at.
He never changes commandment for his people Israel.
No, but he will do away with it.
Between what's clean and unclean.
Mark, he will do away with it. He took the rust of religion off. Okay, shut him off. He, wow, guys. Hey, Mark, get back to it again, brother, in the book of Acts, because that was really crazy. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back. Wow.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, the only thing I can say, is that was messed up. That's what I can say. I mean, wow. How many times I've even shared on the radio, friends. If you can't explain it, that's why they try. What they do is they keep muddling things together. It's like a philosopher. What they try to do is they try to convince you that, well, they know what they're talking about. I'm not capping on our friend. I'm not doing that. But I'm telling you, bro, you just kind of proved the point. Either you're a novice or you don't have the spirit, or you just plainly have a spirit of error, period. And I'm trying to understand where that came from and what that was about. To make distinction concerning the commandments of God, it was the forbidden fruit that Adam was told not to eat. And the same thing with Eve. And he did it. Of course he did it. Romans 7 tells us, when the commandment comes, sin revives. Man wants to show his independence to his creator. He wants to rebel. He wants to defy his creator. But to try to throw that in with what we're talking about on this other end, and now I got another person saying something but in agreement. So anyways, let's just stick to the topic here. And maybe Mark can call in with more clarity. Let's get back over this love stuff, okay? Because I'm still kind of spinning on that one, guys. Scripture tells us, because we're talking about the Jesus Loves You gospel and what people are being taught today in this country. Perversion of grace, because there's a perversion of love. And when the church goes, everything else goes. And I was just laying to your candor that I've searched Scripture high and low for the Jesus Loves You gospel, and I can't find it. And by the way, sticking to the topic, if we're going to receive phone calls, I mean, that would have been great to just kind of hit the topic rather than taking me out into left field to try to get me to understand something that you were sharing. But when you look to Scripture, again, nowhere can I find the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. Yet, this is what's prevalent in the church in America today. The Bible does say, again, for God so loved the world, but it was in a demonstration. Listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that to whomsoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was all a demonstration on the cross. People, when they use that scripture, they have, for the first and foremost, friends, have no knowledge of the law of God to understand what drove them to the foot of the cross. Only the law can do that, where it can do no more when it meets you at the cross. Scripture tells us in 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die for us, to be the propitiation for our sins. You know, it's interesting when you meet real, just taking it to the natural, it's interesting when you meet the real deal veterans that have been to war. It's interesting that they're not walking around telling everybody how much they love them. If they can walk around, because many of them are 6 feet under the ground in Arlington or some memorial, veteran memorial across the United States of America. But what's interesting to note, friends, is the veterans today don't even like talking about the war that gave us the freedoms in which we have today. They made peace through magnifying the law against tyrants, right? Well, that's what Christ did in the spiritual. When he died for the sins of mankind as the propitiation. That's what the cross was symbolic of, standing against the spirit of the world, even willing to die the death of the cross to redeem me and you back unto himself. That's a demonstration of love. Veterans don't walk around wearing veterans love you, and our government has a wonderful plan for your life. That's not at all what they say. That's not at all how they exhibit what they understand. No, they're lowly, they're humble, they're meek, but they're the first ones to stand up against the wrong, aren't they? And that's exactly what they did with their lives. And by the way, that's what makes us soldiers of the cross. We do the same thing in the spiritual. Romans 5:8 says, God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's pretty awesome. That's the mercy of God. But when we know the difference, we need to keep in mind Hebrews 6 comes into play, that there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Or Hebrews 12, read both of them. Read the whole chapters in context. What about John 15:13? Speaking to the veterans, speaking to the captain of our salvation, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. That's exactly right. How little of real love you see today. You can't even get people to return phone calls. I mean, you ask the littlest thing of people today, oh, they don't want to go the extra 2-minute mile to help your brother or your sister along, to bring about results to an issue you may have. Me and my family talk about this more than anything. It's absolutely amazing, even in business, friends. The only time in business that people return their phone calls or people that you work with is when they have something that they want to receive, for the most part. They want to sell you something. They need something from you. And it's the only time you hear from them. Outside of that, you don't hear from them. Last year, we did a couple runs on a couple music projects. And I'll tell you what, we in this ministry, we pay cash on the barrel whenever we deal with anything or anybody. Let me put it that way. And you just can't find customers like that. Yet we worked with probably six different people, and three of those people we don't even hear from. We can't even pay them to do their job. No Christmas cards, no thank you cards, no good doing business with you cards, none of that. And it's just like, am I missing something? And listen, I don't want them to respond to us just because of our money. I want them to respond to us because they have a care for our project, for our ministry, or for ourselves. And we're talking about greater love of no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. How little of love do you see today? I remember when I was in a church, 400 people. People used to walk out every... I was a newborn Christian, born in the fire. And I remember these 400 people, part of this church, used to sit there and tell me how much they loved me. As I continuously grew, oh, Bradley, we love you. You know, you need anything, let us know. If you ever heard that, which you did every once in a while. But it's interesting, when you needed to move and move a couple couches and a bed, it was interesting to note that those people that love you so much, you couldn't even find them. You couldn't even get them to return a phone call because they had other things to do. And I'm not telling or asking anybody to put anything down for me, but I'm just simply saying that, listen, when the littlest things are asked of other people in America today, it seems like you just took this heavy burden and threw it on top of them to go ahead and bring about resolve concerning what you requested. There's very little love in this country. 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. Yep, he laid down his life for us. And what's the example? And what is he exhibiting? What is he telling us? The rest of that part of the scripture. Well, he laid down his life for us. We're also supposed to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's a demonstration of the cross in our lives for them as well. And when you go over to Ephesians 5:2, Christ has also loved us and hath given himself for us an offering. That's right. He sacrificed himself as an offering, again, to redeem us unto the Lord. That's our payday, by the way. That's our treasure, just so you know. The Bible says that here's his inheritance and he's ours. That's our payday. And if you read the book of Psalms, you'll see clearly David talked about being in the presence of God. That was more value to him than anything else. Or what about this one? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. When we dissect that and see the cross in the middle of any scripture throughout the word of God, you'll always see the cross in the middle of the sentence. That is always a demonstration of love. And that's one part of love. And that's the first thing that we need to get to in this country. And hopefully that's what you're seeing and hearing every day on this radio program. The way that we show the world that we love them is we're willing to go out and fight for them. I remember a church in Minnesota. They were Minnesota Family Councils, what they were called, and they used to sit there and tell everybody gay marriage will never be a thing in the United States, and namely the state of Minnesota, and they talked about the gays and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And I went to a church in a local town, and I noticed there was a bunch of homosexuals protesting them, and I walked over to Minnesota Family Council, and I said, well, listen, instead of preaching at them, why don't you cross the line a little bit and preach to them? Why don't you love on them enough to actually get to the other side and talk to them face to face? Is that a thing of the past? Or is that scripture? Well, it's scripture. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. Deeds, not words. See ya.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.